Welcome to Fullstack HR. I am, as per usual, Johannes Sundlu. But before we dive in, as many of you know, I'm not only writing these newsletters, I'm also out working in various organizations, mainly in interim HR positions. But I also do lectures about the future of work and how to elevate HR departments into a more forward, future-looking HR department. And now I'm giving away one-hour session. And all you have to do is click the link in the show notes or at fullstackhr.io. And I'll draw one winner by the end of next week. So not this week, next week. And yes, you can have your whole HR team entering the competition to increase your chances. And I won't travel around the world for this one-hour session. So if you are really far away from Sweden, we can do it on Zoom or Teams or whatever. But you can enter from all around the world. And I'll make sure to either wake up really early or stay up really late if you're in another time zone as well. Make sure you click the link, send it to your HR department to increase your chances. And now we dive into today's topic. It's soon the most wonderful time of the year. But beyond switching out our Halloween decorations for Christmas decoration, it's also that time of the year when we will see the endless look out for these trends in 2023 lists. Been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. I get it. It's an easy way to attract readers and clicks. It's easy to throw together a bunch of generic buzzwords and voila, you're done. The lists are not seldom built by people or companies with a vested interest in pushing forward a trend they promote. And not seldom have the creators of these lists never worked a single day within the HR function. Their sellers, their vendors, and whatnot. And to be honest, if you look back on what people talked about would be trends in 2022, no one spoke about one of the biggest buzzwords this year, quiet quitting. And the year before that, no one was talking about the Great Resignation. This is simply because we are poor at predicting what will happen in the future. And on top of that, as I said, only a few of the people who write these lists are working within HR. And okay, I know I'm getting a bit carried away here. There are exceptions to this, but reading all these lists is like listening to a broken record. It's the same stuff over and over again. Yes, I know. One could argue that I'm throwing stones while sitting in a greenhouse. And hey, Swedish item, kastastena glashus. As someone who writes about buzzwords and trends in 80% of their newsletters, I'm also somewhat guilty of pushing some of these trends. But I always try to nuance that in my posts. Does this mean that I believe there will be no trends in 2023? No new areas to focus on? No new buzzwords to talk about? But as much as I love new buzzwords and trends, then people around me can vouch for this. What we need to focus on in our departments in 2023 will be similar to what we focused on since I graduated from university, providing value to the organization we are supporting, making it ever so slightly day by day. Easy, right? And yes, that is also a generic statement. But at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. Even if it's a generic statement, it also allows you to contextualize it. That matters. You know your context best and understand what you and your organization needs to achieve this. There will be a multitude of ways achieving this. Still, you should always start and ground yourself and your organization in something basic and straightforward. How can you add value to the organization you're working for today and the following year? And after that, you can start looking at various trends and tools to see if they will help you achieve what you want to achieve, because there will be a multitude of ways of achieving what you want to achieve. But for the love of God, don't start with a trend and try to squeeze that into your organization. And I know reading this, it all seems obvious, but it's not. Someone reads somewhere about a new shiny thing, a new shiny trend, and then they want to implement that new shiny thing at all costs. And then when everything is going down the drain, they spent a couple of millions, they listen to these trends, then they call us and ask us to help, which we do, of course, and which, of course, is also great business. But even so, I sincerely wish organizations to focus less on trends and tools and more on what they want to achieve and be true to themselves about how they are going to get there. To summarize, I hope 2023's biggest trends will be to not look at trends.
That's it for today. Don't forget the competition, and I'll catch you in the next one.